NSA Radio News. The Norwegian military said a U.S. military aircraft with four people on board crashed in the northern part of the country while on a NATO military exercise. The V-22 Osprey aircraft went down in bad weather in an area with rough terrain. The incident has been confirmed by the Marines, and an investigation is underway. The fate of the people on board is not known. China's health authorities reported two COVID-19 deaths on Saturday as that country battles its worst outbreak in 2 years, driven by a surge in the highly transmissible Omicron variant. Nationwide, China has reported more than 29,000 confirmed cases since the beginning of this month. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Bulgaria today as Russia's war on Ukraine enters its fourth week, speaking at a joint news conference with Bulgarian Prime Minister Petkov.
Russia's aggression has galvanized the Ukrainian people, NATO, and the free world.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a disaster declaration because of raging wildfires near Abilene. Fire officials say the Eastlands Complex fires have burned over 45,000 acres and are only 10% contained.
Already we know that there have been at least 50 homes that have been lost. Probably as we are able to better surveil damages here in the coming days, we will find more than that.
The Los Angeles Unified School District announced it will lift mandates as COVID-19 infection rates continue to plunge. The nation's second largest school district said it will drop requirements by next Wednesday after reaching an agreement with the teachers union, although other virus safety measures will remain in place through the school year. Americans are getting some relief on prices at the pump, even as oil climbs back above $100 a barrel. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
Whether you're at the pump, the supermarket, or virtually everywhere else Americans are spending money, they are paying the highest prices in living memory.
This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DinoVite.com.
Drug maker Moderna asked the FDA to authorize a fourth shot of its COVID-19 vaccine. The request is broader than rival pharmaceutical company Pfizer's request earlier this week. The White House has been sounding the alarm that it needs Congress to urgently approve more funding for the federal government to secure more doses of the COVID-19 vaccines, either for additional booster shots or variant-specific immunizations. We've heard about student loan debt being absolved. Now, a push for medical debt to be wiped from credit reports.
A large amount of medical debt is about to be dropped from consumers' credit reports. Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian announced nearly 70% of medical debt on U.S. consumers' reports will be removed. It was also announced that medical debts less than $500 will no longer be added to credit reports starting in 2023. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Wisconsin woman is hoping her four-leaf clover collection will bring her more than just luck. Bettina Reich claims to have collected a four-leaf clover for 258 straight days. She's asking the Guinness Book of World Records to create a new category for her accomplishment. Guinness told Reich she'd have to pay for an adjudicator to visit her to verify her collection. Reich said she collected one clover each day from March 22nd until December 4th of last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.